Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us for the next hour, talking all things Titans. We'll take your questions for PK, 615-737-1025. PK, Cam Ward's pro day on Monday. He throws, had a nice rollout to his left, crossbody throw down the field. I don't really care about the on-field part of it because the pro day is what the pro day is. But now let's take a look at what's happened since then. So Russell Wilson signs with the Giants yesterday, which means they've now signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston at quarterback in the last week here. On the surface, PK, if they had just signed Russell Wilson or if they had just signed Jameis Winston, I don't think that that would really change my view on like their interest level to get up to number one, because you could still sign one of those guys and draft Cam Ward or a quarterback at either number three or moving up to number one. The fact that they've now got both, I think, does change my view on the Giants a little bit. So with all that coming in the fold, with Cam Ward's pro day, you know, the comments that he had on the NFL Network about solidifying it for the Titans, and the actions that the Giants have now taken in the aftermath of that, how do you view all of that coming together? Do you feel like you can take the Giants off the board as a potential trade partner with the Titans at number one overall?
Well, people talk about the Titans doing things to make sure everybody, you know, is well aware that they're in the Cam Ward market as, you know, keeping people on their toes, which I don't think is that important if you're in the trade market, right? You want other people. I think the Giants here are making it so like, hey, well, we don't have to come up there. It's a total of $14.5 million guaranteed to these two guys. Winston, the report is $4 million guaranteed. I would throw away $4 million guaranteed if it's a move to, you know, A, if things don't work out in the draft the way they want, you're spending $4 million guaranteed. B, you're saying, hey, we're not desperate to get to number one or to get Ward or Sanders if they came off the board 1-2. I think it's a pretty good play by the Giants. I think they'd still rather have Ward or Sanders. I don't think the fan base is all that excited about these two guys. I don't think they're job savers for a GM and a coach that need to save their job. So I don't know at the root of it if it changes that much for the Giants, except maybe it alleviates things for the next 3.5 weeks in terms of the outward pressure that they've got to make a move, got to make a move. I wouldn't be surprised to still see them make a move. I think maybe it lowers what they're willing to give up. And the question is, if the Titans are willing to deal out of there, what would they take from the Giants?
Okay, but then so to me, then if that's true, then you still can take the Giants off the board, probably, right? I mean, maybe the Giants think the Browns are taking Abdul Carter and they'll take Shedeur Sanders at three. I just think it's weird to sign both of those guys. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. The money, veterans. The money's not
huge. Hey, let's double down on bad veterans.
One of them.
And they still alternate have series. They do have DeVito. Is that right? They still have
him. He's there. Yeah.
DeVito's a
quarterback.
DeVito's a non-fact.
Hey, he's a cult hero. Quarterback bonanza.
Cult hero. they consider him a hero because he came in and lost all those games?
I mean, just basically because his agent was on the
He beat the crap out of my Packers one time.
Yeah, see?
It was a heck of a night.
That's right.
That I mean,
like 2 years ago, right?
It certainly adds the biggest layer of intrigue we've seen at quarterback so far with regard to what is and isn't going to happen. But I mean, everybody wants to lock in Cam Ward, and I certainly think it's closer than it's been. But Rappaport or somebody said it's not a done deal yet, and I tend to feel that way. He's reporting that.
Okay, we were at, let's see, I'm at 99.6%. You're at what, 98.9%? The Cam Ward's the Titans quarterback next year,
yep.
Robbie, right?
That's correct.
Okay, where are you right now?
88.
Wow.
Okay.
Leaving 12%. That's a lot.
It's still pretty heavily in the favor of Cam Ward.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is. But I don't know. I just feel like I'm kind of dismissing the Giants because of this. Maybe I'm wrong for that.
Well, here's one thing, too, though, on that front. Like, and maybe this is, again, me just looking at a situation and reading way too much into it. I do find it interesting that the Giants were at Cam Ward's pro day, and then the next day they sign Russell Wilson. Like, is there a possibility that they were talking to the Titans, and the Titans were like, yeah, hey, man, we're not trading out of number one, so don't waste your time.
And the Browns not sending top people there, you know, people are reading as a concession that they're, you know, Shador.
Yep.
And have
or no border.
Yeah.
You know, I think the one thing that maybe is being underthought is the idea of some Maverick team further out.
The Saints. We talked earlier in the show about the Saints.
He really pumped up the Saints when given an opportunity to talk about the Saints. Ward himself talked about loving the idea of playing for New Orleans. That's spurred by something. So
trade back to nine?
See. Yeah. So trading back to nine.
You probably get next year's first for that one.
You're definitely getting into the third. You're getting a real bounty. I will say this. I and this is something I'm working on. I've been a big non-believer in the idea. I've had too much of a this is where I'm moving on Cam Ward. This idea that the Titans could be so disciplined as to see his warts and say we're going to pass on him because of those warts, even though we're a quarterback needy team at the top. And he's the best quarterback, and he's pretty good, even though he's not Andrew Luck or even Joe Burrow, right? Where I'm not looking at the Browns and expecting they'd be that disciplined, or looking at the Giants and expecting they'd be that disciplined, even though organizationally they're at a different spot. And then saying, well, I expect it to be a far better quarterback pool next year, but I don't think that they'd have the number one pick. And so much of the draft resources they would get in this move down this year, they'd have to use to get up
to
get one of those guys next year. So that kind of cancels out the whole rationale for trading out this year. But Braden Gall points out to me that two times in very recent history, the Jaguars and the Browns have gone back-to-back number one.
Yep.
The Titans have a shot, man.
Yeah.
Oh, they got
a shot.
Looking
at their roster right now, yeah. They got a shot.
And then also you've got the extra first-round pick that's got a shot of being number one
pretty
next
high.
Year. If, in fact, Cam Ward doesn't lead his team to great success next year. So I'm still a little bit torn on that. It would be easier if there was if there were two clear-cut great guys next year, and we've talked a lot about this. We need the year to play out before you know. So it's really more dice rolling than you would like.
All right, I'm down to 97.2%.
Okay.
Talk me down.
All right. Will on Music Row says, can we define success for next year? 2 weeks ago, no fan wanted Cam Ward, and now we're all obsessed. If they draft him and he fails, it's Brinker's fault. And if he's successful, Rand was the problem the whole time. What's a realistic successful outcome for next year organizationally?
You want a real simple definition? A good enough season that Brian Callahan is the coach in 2026. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah. That's
when you nod like that, people don't hear you.
We're on video, man. I was speaking also.
I will nod the whole time.
I'm just gonna give hand signals now.
Joe is broadcasting for the viewers.
Here. See these double middles?
Yeah. Can you do that? Is that a FCC
I kept
violation?
It under the I kept it under the table.
You did. 615-737-1025, our phone number. More coming up next with PK on the Titans. We'll take more of your questions. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Row, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com with us here on the program, taking your questions for him. Ben from Cumberland City on the text line, throwing it out there. Says, PK, let's say it's a given the Titans draft Ward and make no other trades or bring in vets. Where do you see them versus the AFC South? For perspective, I'm a Colts fan, wondering from your point of view where we stack up compared to recent moves, current state of teams, hashtag don't block the box.
Well, thank you, and be sure to lock your locks. The Titans, I don't think they're going to be good. I don't think Jacksonville is going to be good, and I don't think the Colts are going to be good. So you're in a three-way scramble with two other awful teams.
Yeah, that's kind of how I view it.
With Houston, you know, way ahead, presuming that their offensive line rebuild and the offensive revamp goes well. But even if it doesn't, they'll be much better than everybody else.
I think Will's got a really important point here. He says, I think there's a direct correlation between PK's intensity on a given morning and the amount of lip smacking in the microphone. I envision him chewing up Tums and making his mouth unbelievably chalky. Probably more like ginger chews, right? You do have a little lip smacking that kind of
when he gets fired up.
I'm unaware of that, so I appreciate people pointing it out, and I concentrate on not doing it.
See, that's good there. That was all good. That was dry. Dry run.
Well, we got him doing that now and focusing on that. Rex Roach speaking into the microphone rather than nodding. So this is a good start to the segment here coming up.
And no one's talking about male genitalia in relation to football.
Our best segment ever is happening right now.
It really is.
Stay tuned in. Yeah,
take your pants off for this segment.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Cody to the program. Cody, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing good.
Great.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to you guys for 11 years. I'm not a Nashville native. I'm a New York Giants fan. And when you guys were talking about bad ownership, I just finally had to bite the bullet and call in. John Mara, the New York Giants need to be in that conversation about the Jets and the Browns about horrible ownership. We've had six coaches in 10 years, and we have six first-round draft picks out of 13 in 10 years on our roster still.
I'm sorry, you don't get in the conversation. You know why?
Look
at the Lombardi trophies in your lobby.
Does it matter?
It does matter. That's the thing. All you want is now, now, now. You have history, relatively recent history.
Okay, I mean, I get that, but still, it's atrocious.
It's been a bad run.
The conversation.
Yeah, it's been a bad run, but I think
fans,
you got to earn it over a longer period of time. Now, granted, the Titans have kind of been. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that they were good.
Yeah, they'd never come close to a Lombardi. I mean, they came within a yard of tying a game one time. That's nothing compared to what the Giants have done. But listen, I mean, obviously your team's a mess, and it starts with the inability to hire functional coaches.
Right.
I mean, but Coughlin still is not that long ago.
Right, exactly. Well, it's kind of hilarious now because especially with the Hard Knocks last year, you can look back on the owner saying, man, I'm just going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon ends up in Philadelphia. And then he ends up in Philadelphia and wins the Super Bowl. So it's hilarious that it's worked out that way. But, yeah, that's been the Giants thing, right? Like, they'll be bad for a long stretch of time, and then they'll just randomly go win Super Bowls.
But there's the owner. Like, on the one hand, you say, well, the owner is self-aware to see that that was going to be a problem. And then he lets his guy, his person, execute things that it unfolds exactly the way he doesn't want it to unfold.
Yeah.
So that's pretty terrible ownership.
But still, like, compared to Woody Johnson, I mean, you know. Like,
yeah, right. Or Amy Adams Strong.
Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. You know, there's people on the text line that think we're crazy for comparing the Titans to the Browns and the Jets because the Titans were a number one seed not that long ago. I understand it from
that
point of view. Now, the Browns have won a playoff game, I believe, more recently than you have. So there is that to also factor in as well. So.
No, I agree with that. I tell people oftentimes to look at, you know, long suffering teams as compared to the Titans, who were, you know, the number one seed not that long ago in the AFC Championship game not that long ago. I think Titans fans tend to overdo it, like that they've been this incredibly long suffering team and haven't, oh my God, it's been four seasons since we've been good.
Yeah. I mean, look, 10 years ago, it seems like it's about a 10-year cycle of rock bottom and then cycling up. Problem is, when they cycle up,
they don't do well
with different people, but they don't quite cycle up enough. They have a number one seed in 08, and they botch it. They have a number one seed in 21, and they botch it. But at least they have number one seeds.
So we know.
Right. It could be worse, but they are a mid franchise overall.
So back on the Cam Ward front. We know, because, I mean, you pointed this out long ago, that the Titans are going to have a private workout with Cam Ward.
Yeah, no, Schefter, that's a new report.
Schefter presented yesterday.
That
yesterday.
That's
as if that's
on
some
February
new
28th.
Information.
These
we
guys.
Talked about that with you. So we know that the private workout is coming. Shedeur Sanders doesn't have his pro day until April the 4th. So, again, we're all talking about Cam Ward right now. I think there's a pretty big difference between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, certainly in the mind of most NFL people and the way that he's viewed here. But do you feel like as we get closer to this thing, like let's say Shedeur Sanders, they've got his pro day coming up, I think, at the end of next week. Are the Titans going to send the same crew out to Colorado, in your mind, where it looked like they sent basically the entire organization the other day to go watch Cam Ward?
I certainly would doubt it. I don't know what else is going on April 4th, but I wouldn't expect to see, you know, the big four, which is Brinker, Borgonzi, McKenzie, Ziegler,
no,
plus Callahan, Holtz, and Hardigree. I wouldn't expect it. Maybe they do it
Super
for
seven.
Show to make like it's a possibility. I mean, I don't think there's a scenario where they're drafting Sanders.
That's not very financially responsible if they send the whole, and they're going to take him out
well,
to his nice dinner.
They fired the PR director. They saved some money there.
Yeah, so. Well, they darn firing a lot of people. It is like what like, really if we're convinced that like if they draft a quarterback at one, it's Cam Ward. I mean, everybody believes that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what like what is it just as a like almost being polite to go
courtesy
out there?
Well,
yeah,
I could say that they're saying there's a trade down possibility where they take Sanders if they're playing that game for appearances.
Yeah,
that would be the rationale, I think.
What if they move to 9 and get Shedeur Sanders? I like him better than Cam Ward, for the record. So, I think that'd be an incredible outcome for them, actually.
Trading back to 9, getting the picks and getting Sanders.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
I mean,
now, Sanders going to make it down that far?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Could go to Cleveland.
It's possible.
He could.
But, I mean, if you're banking on that, it's a dangerous game.
But I guess to your point, though, that is why you do your due diligence and things like this.
Right.
But, are they going to send everybody out there and have their little, you know, yucking it up with him out there on the field like they did here? You know? They sure seem comfortable and
they did
with Cam Ward.
I mean, I did think, and I wrote about this, when he had that role left and went over there and said, I'm solidifying it today, I thought the reaction of Brinker and Borgonzi being right there and hearing that was, like, if there's a Cam Ward Titans mythology to be written, that's on the first page of it.
Yep, I'd agree with that.
You're already planning that, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe this is the one.
The one that gets me a book?
There you go. That's what it really is about here, you know? That's what really matters.
615.
To help you out.
I covered a team since 1996, and there's no book. Give me a book.
Need one coming up. 615-737-1025. More for PK. Coming up next, more of your questions to get to on the Titans front. We'll do that. Robbie and Rex Row, 1025-1063 the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Row, 1025-1063 the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Row, Nick Kieser, Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com. We probably should point out that in relation to the Colorado Pro Day, Travis Hunter might be there. So
yeah, good text by a texter there to point that out. Since you know, I'm the guy who's like, yes, that's what they should do right now.
Since
I still
that's
say.
Your guy,
so they should probably
you might
all
remember
be there.
That he's at that pro day.
You might think that I might remember that. Yeah, I mean, I assume he's going to be at that, right?
I would assume.
I guess if you're him, it's like,
does it really? I mean, does you really have to do anything if you're him?
You
probably
don't.
Not.
You really don't. Texter's asking about again, you know, the trade up thing we talked about earlier, Robbie. The trade up thing with the Giants, you know, Giants not going to use one of those veterans to trade up now. And as you pointed out, again, those guys are just sitting around.
Those guys have been
sitting around for weeks.
Yeah, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson were both available a few days ago, and nobody signed them except the Giants. So
the texter says, then WTF are the Giants doing?
That's a great question.
That's what everybody's saying. Yeah, you speak for the people.
I don't know. To answer your question, I have no idea.
They're being the Giants.
Yeah.
But so. They've got, you know, they've got quarterbacks.
They do.
Maybe they'll add another one.
They do.
I mean, this is recency bias, I'm sure. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. But, like, you look at the top of this draft, the three teams at the top of this draft, I mean, they are just terrible. And like, having these three picks, like, usually you'd say, well, you know, this guy's going to spark them and go. Like the Titans with Cam Ward, the Browns with Shedeur Sanders or Abdul Carter, the Giants with Shedeur Sanders or Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, these three teams are still mismanaged and horrible.
I mean, how many years do we look at the top of the draft and say, that team's doing really
no,
well?
I know, but just the level of dysfunction of these three teams, no. I think, is extra extraordinary.
I agree, but it's also
extra extraordinary.
Extra extraordinary.
I like it.
Extra, extra.
But also, it seems kind of weird that the Jets wouldn't be in that trifecta,
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Where are they, by the way?
Six. I think they're seven.
Wow.
Seven.
Yeah. I think Raiders are six. They're seven. Six.
Congrats, Jets. Yeah. Congrats, Jets fans.
Yeah, I mean, there are two other dysfunctional organizations all the way up there at 6-7.
That's true.
Well, I'm sure the Raiders will turn it around, though.
Yeah, they got Geno.
Now that they got terrific Tom in place, the Pharaoh.
Caleb on the text line says you could trade back, get Travis Hunter, and get Jalen Milroe in round two. That's a name I haven't heard thrown out that much for the Titans.
As they say.
I'm running away from that one.
Well, if not him, Jackson Dart, I mean – I watched them play on Saturdays. They're great.
Hey, Milroe ran a 4.37 at his pro day. He can run.
Oh.
He can run a speed option the whole time.
Can't throw, but look at him run.
He can throw. He can throw some amazing passes, and then he can miss some passes that you cannot possibly miss in playing the NFL.
I was telling you yesterday off the air because they had Kalen DeBoer on Good Morning Football yesterday just going through like some Alabama stuff with him, and it's like, go back and watch that Tennessee-Alabama game this year and look at how many throws Milroe just missed that are 11 yards down the field. I mean, they would have won the game by two touchdowns had he hit like five of those throws.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird to me because I did kind of believe in him early last year. Like, okay, takes another step. He might have something, but I think he got worse. Which surprised me with Kalen DeBoer, too, because I thought maybe he would help him get better, and he didn't.
Don't spend it early first on Milroe. Trade it for Milton.
There you go. I got a real question for you, PK. Scott from Hendersonville. If we end up taking Ward at one, still horrible next year, do you let Callahan stick around because he's a rookie quarterback, or are we going to continue the cycle of firing a GM, firing a coach, et cetera, et cetera?
I mean, you got to see what the context of next year's badness is. Are they on the rise? Does Ward show steady progress? I don't think it's a straight record thing. You know, what else have they put around them? How are those guys doing? A lot of context there for me.
I feel like, you know, obviously Bill Callahan is a big draw of having Brian Callahan. Last year, you didn't have these magical results, but I almost feel like that's a big part of the evaluation, right? It's like, oh, now sure. You're seeing it with Bill Callahan. Look how much better the offensive line is. Well, you want to kind of keep that going, or if it's another year of, you know, underwhelming results, and it's kind of like,
I think that's totally fair.
To me, it would be all about Cam Ward in that situation. Like, if you feel like Cam Ward is progressing and making meaningful progress throughout the year and you don't want to disrupt that, then I think that's how you base your decision. Like, to me, it would have almost nothing to do with record.
And you absolutely wouldn't want to disrupt that.
Right, exactly.
So, I also don't think that happens if he doesn't have a much better offensive line this year, right?
I would agree. And also, like, if he is making some of those that progress, it's probably going to pay off in the record to some regard. Like, it doesn't mean you're going to be a playoff team, but, you know, it's hard. It can happen, but it's hard to have like a lot of meaningful progress being displayed in your quarterback and you end up 3-14 again next year. You can do it, but it's a very difficult thing to pull off.
I mean, the roster is bad enough that it's possible right now at this moment.
Don't discount what this team's capable of, Robbie. Come on.
That's a good point. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Mike to the program. Mike, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, man.
Everyone's well. All right. I got a question for PK. Do you think maybe the Giants are trying to call the Titans bluff by maybe signing Winston and Wilson, but still offering? Is this possible? Maybe they could be like, all right, well, we'll give you a one and still trade and then throw in maybe Winston, you know, trade like maybe Jameis Winston and next year's one.
Guys,
what I'm trying to say is I don't think it's completely dead that they're not going to try to trade
up. Winston has been available forever. Why would the Titans now consider him some sort of sweetener in a trade?
They could have signed Jameis Winston 6 days ago.
Yeah, he's been sitting there for weeks.
Maybe the Giants haven't offered anything that made the Titans consider. But if they do, if they get desperate and they're like, okay, you know, we'll fold. We'll give you what you want, and then give you, you know, Winston,
and we'll force you to take Winston too. You must take Winston as part of this trade.
That doesn't make any deal more attractive. It makes every deal less attractive.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
We all ganged up on Mike. But yeah, it's been a theme today. Some people have
asked. Well, no, I just
we signed a guy that you didn't want to sign, and now we're going to give him to you, force him on you, in a trade.
Well, if anything, if I'm the Titans, if that's the way you wanted to do it, if you're the Giants, it's now going to cost you more.
Right.
like the price isn't going down with you doing that. It's going to cost you more. Like
another third rounder next year.
I'm more and more on the train of that you can cross the Giants off the list as it comes to trade partners with the Titans. I mean, I
would think so.
I don't think it makes any sense for them to double down on Wilson and Winston if their plan is still to just try to move.
Smoke weed constantly. I think that you.
Attaboy.
I think they would happily burn $4 million to have Cam Ward. And that's all that burning Winston is. And I would actually love to see Jameis Winston toyed with like that.
Wow.
Sucker.
Some Jameis hate.
Hey, did you enjoy our 4 weeks with our organization?
What do you have against Jameis?
Jeez.
What I have against Jameis is that everybody thinks, oh, Jameis is so fascinatingly interesting, when what it is that Jameis is an idiot.
That's my guy.
Look at this idiot.
I don't know. I think he's sometimes
he says, at the funny clown.
I think he says some really cool stuff sometimes.
He does.
And sometimes some goofy stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to eat a W and throw four picks.
How could you not be fired up in a pregame speech like that?
It's incomprehensible.
One of my favorite videos of all time is that speech. And some of the guys in Tampa just looking at him in the huddle like, what the hell is he doing out here? What's he talking about?
One of the all-time great motivators in sports.
I mean, he makes a work environment more interesting. Come on, right? I mean, these guys like him.
What did you make of
him? I don't doubt that they like him. I'm not a big fan of foolishness.
Yeah, no, you're so serious and... Yeah, Mr. Ivy League over here.
PK, what did you make of Stephon Diggs to New England, another potential free agent target off the board at wide receiver? What do you make of that move and that money that he gets in New England with Mike Vrabel?
Oh, a wide receiver, aging, coming off injuries, who's been a locker room problem seemingly in his last two stops. What could go wrong?
Vrabel coach him up, man. Vrabel knows what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to follow. And look, if he plays like he can play, even a somewhat diminished version of himself, Drake May's got himself something there. But
I don't hate it.
There's reason to be skeptical of what they're getting.
It's a gamble. It's a 1 year overpay, basically. To gamble, but if it happens to work out, you know, you've got. I think he could still be, if best case scenario health wise. And first of all, he has to have been humbled to some extent here. I mean, he's trying to stay in the league at this point, but I think he could be a decent two for you. You know, that's Drake May needs more options.
That's the Titans need to do something like that. Now, it doesn't have to be with Diggs, but like, I don't care if you're overpaying for a wide receiver. For 1 year to try and help out a rookie quarterback. Maybe it doesn't work. Like maybe it is Lockett and you bring him in and he's just done as a player. But you got to have some guys right now. I mean, look at that. And look, there's still time to do it. But, I mean, you can take another one off the list yesterday. And Diggs probably wouldn't have been my choice. But, I mean, Cooper's out there. Lockett's out there. And I know that none of those guys are exciting. But you need guys to come in and try to help your rookie quarterback. If you're going to take him at number one.
But see, maybe it's Lockett if they only draft one, and maybe it's Elijah Moore if they draft two.
Yeah.
Or maybe they think they can get away with nothing if they draft two.
Man. It's hard for me to get there.
Yeah, and especially just drafting two with what they have right now leaves. Obviously, they're not going to address everything, but that leaves some serious holes elsewhere.
It'll be great when we get to a day where we don't say they're not going to be able to address everything.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be great if we got to a day where they actually, like, drafted a guy and they go, yeah, next year he'll be a great replacement for X free agent who probably leaves because they can't afford him.
3 years ago, they had a pretty good team. 3 years.
Then they did.
Then they traded A.J. Brown.
Exactly. No.
But too many people cite A.J. Brown as the beginning of the end, and the beginning of the end was – earlier than that, his name was Isaiah Wilson.
That's fair.
Wes from Hermitage says, I won't stand for the Jackson Dart hate, PK. He's the best quarterback in the draft. He'll have a better NFL career than Ward and Sanders. It's fine. We could talk about it midseason.
And I went to Ole Miss, or dreamed of going to Ole Miss, and went to community college near Ole Miss.
Wes?
I was speaking as Wes.
Wes, your thoughts?
615.
You'll wait your response, Wes.
737-1025.
What does he say now?
Our phone number. Robbie and Rexrow, we have more with PK coming up next. You're listening to 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrow, 1025-1063, The Game. Final segment of the day with PK. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025, our phone number. PK, I want to throw this question at you. We would all agree, I think, that wide receiver, edge rusher, enormous needs for the Titans outside of quarterback right now. So let me put it to you this way. Let's say they get to pick 35 overall. They're not able to trade back. And let's say for the sake of this discussion, knowing that it doesn't play out this way hardly ever, the sake of this discussion that there's a wide receiver that's available and there's an edge rusher that's available and the Titans think they're about equal as players. Which way are you going if you're the Titans? What's more important of a need in your mind?
Well, I'm going to post James Foster's piece coming up here shortly. He points out, you know, the odds of getting an impact edge rusher in the fourth where their next pick would be are lower than – I mean, it's not great to find a receiver there either, but it's much lower. There's a school of thought. I've been talking about this with some other guys. There's a school of thought you want to get Cam Ward, somebody that's going to help him, you know. And I understand that, like literally help him, like somebody to throw to. But I think, you know, they gave up 27 points a game. They scored 18. You got to see those numbers change, right? If the edge rusher's going to chop away at that 27 in some way, that's fine. If you're bringing that number down, that's as good as bringing the 18 up. You got to stop red zone possessions, turn touchdowns into field goals, force some turnovers that give Cam Ward and the offense some better possessions, et cetera, et cetera. So I do think that edge rusher can help Cam Ward, not in as tangible a way where he's throwing the ball to him, but yeah, in a way. I think if you're given a choice there and you've got two equal guys and you're going horizontal instead of vertical, I think it's got to be the edge rusher. You have bodies on your team. These edge rushers that they brought in, Draymond Jones and I'm going to forget the other name, you know, are guys that can be depth. But you need a frontline edge rusher. I think you can probably find one at 35.
Yeah, good defense also matters to a quarterback for sure. I mean, if you're down double digits all the time in the fourth quarter, you can get some empty calorie stats, but also you're dropping back all the time. You're in harm's way all the time. The other team knows what you're doing all the time, and so now you've actually put the quarterback in more harm.
Lorenzo Carter, the other guy.
Lorenzo Carter, yep. Thank you. But, again, it's a shame that they are in this situation where they are so needy at two positions. Two really important positions, and without that third round pick. And again, you know, L'Jarius Sneed could be a major contributor this year. We don't know. But, you know, I think they had a chance to get the third rounder back after the Levis trade, which would have given them another element here.
By the way, the one thing we've not brought up today on the show as it relates to that, too, Awuzie ends up in Baltimore. So the factory from the Titans to Baltimore just continues.
Yeah, be healthy and have a great season next year. So speaking of Levis and the third-round picks, Matthew Nashville says, why not get a third for Levis? We need to set the expectations here.
A lot of people have a fifth for Levis, which is too expensive. Levis, I think, first off, I don't think many people want Levis. Secondly, Titans fans just overvaluing their players is a Nashville tradition unlike any other.
I mean, they're not alone.
I think Levis is a pick swap, like six for a fifth or a seventh for a sixth.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for Will Levis.
He points out the Steelers got one for Kenny Pickett. He's just as bad as Levis.
He's not just as bad as Levis. I think you guys are really underrating how bad Levis was.
Well, there was a lot less information on Pickett at that point.
Yeah, he's still a prospect.
Than there is now on Levis. That's the difference. So, yeah, that's not happened.
But also, Pickett was a first-rounder with upside at that stage he was seen as. That's not what Will Levis is now.
Well, Levis needs to go somewhere where there's an entrenched starter in place that doesn't need some veteran backup. Like, people have thrown out the idea of Minnesota. That makes no sense. No. Like, it makes no
sense. They're looking for somebody
for the
to potentially start ahead of McCarthy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
Jacksonville makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the only place that makes sense, and I don't know who their backup is right now. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's better than Levis.
Well, it was Mac Jones, so I don't know who their backup is at the moment.
Yeah. But it's like you got to find a team that likes him. So, I mean, that would be obviously their head coach has a great relationship with him and really was there for the best football he's played.
Real quickly, what do you make of this? So Justin Mellows put this out there.
Nick Mullins is the backup in Jacksonville.
I'd probably take Levis over him. Justin Mellows thrown this out there. The Titans are hosting Iowa running back Caleb Johnson on a pre-draft visit. He's put that Caleb Johnson has on his social media.
Good player.
Interesting that Tennessee is hosting a projected top 64 pick despite having Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears on the roster. No. That's from Justin Mellows.
There's no way they're drafting him in the top 64.
I mean,
talking about edge and wide receiver and the holes. And they need a third string running back.
Like that's an example to me of if you are able to get back into the third, he drops a little bit. Now you've done your due diligence.
Yep.
I still would be
three picks in the top.
Yeah, I'd still be hesitant. He is good though.
That's
I will
fine.
Say.
He's good. Where are the touches for him?
Well, it would signal to me that you're probably moving on from Spears. That would be what that would signal to me.
Yeah.
If they move on from Spears after spending a third rounder on Spears, my God.
I'm with you.
Would you be shocked, though? I mean, you know.
Those guys aren't here anymore, though.
Yeah.
I think you have to make Spears work for another year. Yes. I think you have to throw to him in space often.
Okay.
PK, great stuff today, man. Thanks for being with us.
Don't block the box. Be sure to lock your locks. See ya.
You really worked on that lip smacking.
That does it for us.
You did a great job.
Did
on the program.
Yeah, it was way better.
I thought of it for one segment, and then I went back to whatever.
We'll be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Chase and Big Joe up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.